For WKAR News, I'm Kevin Lavery. The big yellow buses are out in force all over the state. Today marks the first full day of school for many Michigan school districts. As students head back to class, there's a big spotlight on one grade in particular. There's a huge push to ensure all third graders can read proficiently by the end of this school year. Under state law, those students who don't reach that benchmark will be held back in 2019. Elementary teachers spent much of their time this summer preparing for the new standard. I spoke with someone who's been through a lot of such training sessions, our own WKAR Director of Education, Robin Pizzo.
This summer in particular, a lot of that focus has been on literacy, and a lot of districts have done a lot of train-the-trainer sessions on reading skills, as well as how to develop the individualized reading intervention plans that will be put in place based on the third grade reading law.
Now, you have lived in this world. You are a former public school teacher. You did teach in the Lansing district. You come from that curriculum background.
Yes.
What was really going through your mind in the days when you were getting literacy curriculum together, trying to figure out how do I get my kids where they have to be?
Yes. We spend a lot of time in the summer thinking about those students that we've had in the past and how we've differentiated learning for them to make certain gains and create some achievement for them, and then the upcoming students. With that comes a lot of reading, you know, looking at new texts to bring into the classroom to engage on a larger scale or a more effective scale. It's great that teachers are being able to get some supports with professional development on literacy and those essential reading skills all throughout this summer. I've seen a lot of that happening in a lot of districts throughout our state.
This summer, I spoke with one former teacher, very much like yourself, Shelley Probstel, who spent many years in the classroom. She's now a literacy coach. I asked her to try to explain what some of these essential elements are when we talk about literacy, what that really means. And so she outlined a few things that go into making sure that a student really is literate.
Those essential practices focus on read aloud, motivations to read, small group instruction, phonics, phonemic awareness, vocabulary, comprehension, parent involvement, and assessment driving all of the instruction.
There's a lot to unpack there, but is there any particular point that really seems to get at the heart of communicating literacy?
Comprehension is one of the staples to literacy. I used to always tell my students all the time, you never quit learning how to read.
What can parents do to really be empowered to be partners with their child and with teachers to stand up and have a voice in their child's education?
Well, I think you said it, the word empowered, to be able to feel comfortable in asking questions and saying to a teacher, what is happening? Give me some supports. Is there a way that I can learn alongside my child so that I can help continue to support them with resources at home to support the classroom instruction? For teachers, I feel like teachers are burdened with having to understand and juggle and differentiate so much on behalf of this new reading law. And I think one of the things that they need to have within this system is that continued support, that this is accomplishable, that continued understanding that we recognize, you know, all of the work that goes into it and what supports are needed to have those needs met.
We'll have so much more to report on as the school year progresses as relates to this third grade reading law. We're just getting started. Robin Pizzo is a former middle school teacher in the Lansing Public School District, and she's now our director of education here at WKAR. We've been talking about the third grade reading law, the expectations involved with ensuring our children are literate in our communities. Robin, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
Kevin Lavery, WKAR News, East Lansing.